Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus, baby. 150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the, do we have Coach Rom? Up now, Coach Rom. Let's go. Well, maybe we don't have Coach Braun while we're efforting. He's taking his time. We're getting a play-by-play. He's making his way to the podium, maybe. I'll tell you what. Until we get to Coach Braun, I want to remind everybody. I want to give a huge, huge shout-out and special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality, that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience. Best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark to find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, affluent, grinder, sewage. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Well done. That was nice.
We are efforting. Okay. We have visual. We're just working on audio, and it's not on our end. It's on.
Okay, this, they're having.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Well, if we get it, we'll jump in there.
What are you looking forward to hearing? Starting lineup.
Oh, just from him.
I need to know the starting running back. The playmaker, wide receiver spot.
I just want to hear from Coach Braun. I mean, I want to hear like where we stand, because now he's got to actually look at his entire roster. Everybody's on campus now. I mean, so now you kind of get a more of a true look. I mean, spring ball is awesome, but you know what I'm saying?
I woke up this morning thinking about Penny Boone.
I don't care about him. Okay. That's the least of my worries, is a losing offensive running back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whatever, man. Get on out of here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you know how it is. It was just one of those, like, yeah. I hope I don't end up, you know.
Oh, he'll put up good numbers in UCF. Yeah,
agitated.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But just because somebody else goes somewhere else and they're good doesn't mean that they were the right fit here.
Right, you know? Right. And again, fit, not player. Like, he's a player.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah.
But I have no doubt he'll go out. And, I mean, that's like a guy like Sky Clark. I think Sky Clark's going to have a great year at UCF under Coach Cronin.
Coach Cronin, yeah.
Yeah, like, that doesn't mean that it just wouldn't have worked here. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm just using Scott Clark for example. Yeah. I actually think he was a great kid. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, which prayers for him and his dad.
Yeah.
Who we talked to a couple times, was a great guy. But yeah, I mean, that's what you want to hear. And we're, like I said, they are having trouble though, because even their other stream, like on the Facebook, it went down. So I think they're struggling over there to get that. But if they get it up,
they need to put me in charge of it.
We'll go live
of their audio stream.
Right? If not, we'll get a replay of it and play it here in just a bit, one way or the other. Yeah, so either way, we'll hear.
Don't worry, you're going to hear about it no matter what.
We had to get fully healed. He was limited in the spring. He's full speed now. Obviously, we're protecting him as well, but he's full speed. He's looking good. He needs to be a big part of our offense.
Yeah. As you get, I think, 3 weeks away from practice starting around that, what areas of the team are you most comfortable with, and what areas do you have the most concerns with?
Well, I do feel like that we've built depth on both the offense and defensive line, which is extremely important. How you play in the trenches really determines if you can win big football games or not. And I think we've added valuable depth there. And hopefully we can see quite a few guys playing on both sides of the line and have great competition. And that's an important piece. When you go from there on the defensive side, I think we have some really good depth in the secondary. We feel very confident that those guys can play very well also, and they did last year, but I think we can be even better. The linebacking unit we like, but just like last year, we had some unproven pieces that stepped up and played well. There's a mixture of both now. We've got a couple of veterans that I think will play well, and then we've got some new guys that need to step up and emerge and do a good job. You know, but we're confident that can be done. So the depth there maybe isn't exactly where we want it, but it's continuing to improve. And sometimes you just got to get on the field and play. So when we get to the offense side of the ball, you know, I like our quarterback room. We're continuing to improve there and add depth behind Tyler. The running back room, I feel confident that we have multiple guys that can go in and play and do a really good job. The receiving room, I think, has talent. We've got to just put it all together, and we've got to be more efficient and better in the passing game and find ways to create big plays and throw the ball vertically and get the ball in our receivers' hands, and they got to be consistent each and every week. And then the tight end position, we do have Mark Redmond here now, who's a veteran with 1 year left to play, that I think will do a really good job for us. Jamari Johnson has improved from last year. He was a true freshman. And then we've added Isaiah Cummins and Jaleel Skinner that you saw some in the spring that are continuing to advance and get better. And we're going to need the tight end position. Excuse me. And we have Nate Kariski, who's a solid veteran that can catch the ball and block. So I think we've improved that position, and they've got to get on the field and prove it. So in general, you know, I think we have a talented football team that just has to, you know, figure out who the playmakers are going to be, know what their roles are, and play at the highest level they can.
Jeff, what will you work on with Tyler once you get out on the field and get to, I know before you had a quarterback that had played for you, but he's never played for you. I hear he's got a very strong arm. And what things will you try to, you know, smooth out with him and get him to know before the first game?
We're excited about Tyler. I think he competed in the spring and did a good job. He showcased his arm strength. He's learned our offense. He has it down. He studies. He's a student of the game. He's a veteran. He's played a lot of football. He's had some ups and downs, which is good that he's been seasoned. So I think, you know, even now we can spend some time with him, and we have. And I feel good about where he's at, and I think he can play at a high level. Obviously, he's had a few injuries through his career, but, you know, he was asked to run the ball quite a bit in the past. And while we'll have that package available, at the same time, we want to make sure that, you know, we protect him. He can throw it. We get the ball in our playmakers' hands, and we don't have to run him as much. So we feel confident about his leadership skills, what he brings to the table, and we think he can have a big year.
Defensively, you might have a better team than you had last year. Talk about that. You got a lot of people back. You were pretty good last year, too.
Well, I like our defense, and I think through 10 games last year, we played at a high level, and we're really – really good, had some dominant games, and then we probably slipped a little at the very end, which is not good, but there's a lot of things that we can learn from, and we definitely have tried to utilize the last 6 or so months to make sure that that doesn't happen again, because I think we are talented. So I think you know, plenty of veterans, Ashton Gelati, Quincy Riley, amongst a whole slew of others. We've added some additional guys that have played a lot of football at some of those positions. So I think we're going to be able to play a lot of guys on defense. We want to be as aggressive as we can, but yet, you know, not give up big plays and keep the score low and create turnovers. But I like our pieces. And without question, I expect our defense to play very well this year.
Jeff, when looking at the spring portal window, all but one of your additions in that window were on the defensive line. Two questions. Coming out of spring, was D-line an area of concern that maybe you had when you wanted to kind of bolster in that area? And two, how have those newcomers, not just on the D-line, but them plus Dan Foster, how have they kind of gelled with the team, both in terms of chemistry and how they've looked in summer workouts and things like that?
Well, I think the trenches is the area, defense and offensive line, that you got to be good at. And, you know, there's a lot of great skilled players throughout the country that you can recruit and go get, and obviously some a little bit better than the others. But on the defense and offensive front, you've got to be good, and you've got to be physical, you've got to be athletic, you've got to be able to change the outcome of the game. So I think we understand that, and we tried to attack it in that way. So I think, you know, when you look at defensive line, without question, you know, Ashton Gelati and Roman Puryear and Des Tell, Jared Dawson are all guys that have played. But I think when you look at, you know, adding Thor Griffin up front, adding Miles Jernigan, Richard Kindley, Renee Conga, those are all guys that play a lot of football, and I'm probably leaving out a few as well. you know, Jordan Garrard, who we added in the spring, unfortunately got injured, but it was doing a really good job. I think we have quite a bit of depth on the defensive line, and we can play quite a few guys. And obviously you want to see difference makers emerge that can take over the game. But at the same time, we're going to have competition. I think on the offensive line, you know, we have more depth than we've had in the past. We should be able to play 9 or 10 guys if they're healthy and doing what they're supposed to do, which gives us competition as well. And it gives you the ability to rotate guys some. It gives you the ability to pull guys out of the game if they're not doing what they're supposed to, and make sure they understand that we expect them to play at a high level and be their best every time they step on the field. So that's what you're looking for. Obviously, they got to go out and prove it, but we like what we've seen to this. Well, Coach Barkley's done a great job. He's been with me for a while now, coaching a lot of places. He's from here. He takes a lot of pride in representing this city, this state. Last year, we had 2 running backs drafted. Only team in college football had 2 running backs drafted. Last year, we had 2 running backs go to the combine. Us in Georgia were the only 2 teams that had 2 running backs go to the combine. Their 2 running backs did not get drafted. So I think we've been able to develop guys. They played very well for us last year. We relied on the running game quite a bit last year. They came through for us. We still want to be balanced, but yet explosive as we can be. But you have to be able to run the football. Yeah, so I think with the running backs we have, you know, we feel like we're 4 deep. That does 1 or 2 need to step up and become that playmaker, the difference maker, the guy that you can count on every game? Yes, but at the same time, you know, they've showed us some things at this point, and all of them need to be ready to go. But Chris has done a really good job, and he really loves coaching football here. Things at this point, and all of them need to be ready to go. But Chris has done a really good job, and he really loves coaching football here.
Jeff, you talked about the depth behind Tyler, and you have some guys, younger guys like Pierce and Brady Allen. What do they have to show you in the early portion of fall camp to signal that they're taking another step forward, or what are you looking for out of them, I guess?
Well, the quarterback position is unique, and to play at a high level, you've got to be really good. You've got to be seasoned. You got to be sharp. You got to be able to make plays. You got to be able to come through when your team needs you. You got to be able to get the ball in the end zone. So I think, you know, right now, Pierce Clarkson continues to improve and get better. Getting him as many game reps as we can where the rush is coming at him, he's got to make plays and be able to adjust and play on the fly. It's important, and I think we've done a decent job of that, but he's got to continue to keep excelling at that. Harrison Bailey is a transfer we took that has shown really good things. That in the spring game, I didn't give him a whole lot of opportunity to throw the ball off the field a whole lot. That was my fault, but he's had a good spring and a good summer, and I think he can play effective football if we ask him to. He's not extremely mobile a quarterback, but he can throw the football and he understands our system. Brady Allen, we've had for a while now at a couple places. He continues to improve and get better. You know, playing fluid and playing natural and playing athletic is what he needs to work on, because he's very smart. He understands what we're doing. So, you know, right now that position's important. At some point, they're all going to play. You know, if they prove to us they can play right now, we've been known to have multiple packages where maybe 2 quarterbacks play, maybe 3 quarterbacks play. Last year, one time, 10 quarterbacks played. We probably won't have a package for that. But, yeah, he thinks he can go out there and play as well. But, you know, those guys have worked hard. And you know, it's hard to sit back and not get game reps and really feel extremely confident, even though all those guys are confident. But we've just got to make sure that we continue to get them seasoned up. But I think once we put them in, they'll be ready to go and they'll play well.
Jeff, when you you talked about the running backs and getting 2 drafted, you've got a room this year where it's going to be a little different, but you've got some guys in there. I mean, Maurice has, for 2 years, has got 6 touchdowns and has run a lot the last 2 years, and Donald obviously has experience, and then some good young guys. Your thoughts on the 5 that you have in there?
Well, I like Maurice. Has really had a good spring. He's in great shape. He understands it's his position and his time to shine. And I think he'll do a really good job. So he's been a good leader. I think Ed and Donald Cheney from Miami, he's shown good things. He's got experience. He loves being here. He'll do a good job. I think Kewon Brown's a young running back that has shown glimpses. He's got to continue to improve, but he's got some strength. He's got some pop to him. You get down to Isaac Brown, a true freshman. He's our fastest running back, and he's quick and he can run, and he shows some Jawar Jordan traits at a young age that is hard to teach. Now getting up to speed and what that position entails, and blocking and understanding protections and being able to do that, he's got to continue to improve there. But it's really shown a lot of good things. He works really hard. And then Duke Watson, we added as a true freshman as well, that has really good talent as well. He's got a ways to learn the offense and system, but he has talent, he has speed, and I think at some point he'll be a really good player.
You mentioned Jelati there a minute ago. He certainly has got a lot of preseason accolades, All-American. Talk about what he brings to the table for your defense and what he can do for you.
Well, we love Ashton Jelati, what he gives our football team. A ton of experience, extremely hard worker. He wants to be great. He came back this season to improve his stock and showcase to the world how great he can be and help this team win. So I think he's been a great teammate. He's very strong at the point of attack. He can rush the passer. He's got some quickness and speed as well. He's one of those guys that can, he reminds me when at Purdue we had George Karloftis, who was a first-round pick of the Chiefs. He won two Super Bowls his first 2 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. He comes back here and trains. Very similar game, just very strong, hard workers, sneaky athletic, can move around a little bit if you need to move him at times, but a tremendous person. With a great work ethic and a great teammate. So I think he needs to be our leader. He leads more by example, but it's a good example, a really good example. So I think, we expect him to have a great year. And I think it's important that we play well around him so that he can showcase all the traits that he has that are really outstanding.
Jeff, earlier you talked about the importance of adapting nowadays to build a roster. When do you feel, because there always is so much movement, it seems like it's from November until even after spring practice, guys can come and go. When do you feel comfortable about the team that you're going to have to work with in the fall?
Well, as far as feeling comfortable, I think these transfer portal windows in January and in late April, you don't know for sure you're going to have on your team until May. So with that, you've just got to roll with the punches. You got to hope that you can keep a lot of people on your team happy and that they know that they're working for a common goal and they can see the light at the end of the tunnel if they continue to work hard. And normally that takes place. But at the same time, some people want to move and that's the way it works. So we've got to be able to adjust and have a plan in case that happens. At the same time, a lot of guys graduate. Some other guys, may not be back for a variety of reasons. And you've got to be able to improve your roster. And, whether it's through signing young high school prospects, which we will continue to do, or saving some room for some veterans, it's important that you're able to win football games. So to have that right combination, there's nothing wrong with having veterans if they can play. A lot of times when guys are coming here with just 1 year left or two, they're hungry. There's a purpose. They want to get something out of it. And if we can continue to mix that together with a great nucleus of young players or the great nucleus of veteran players, it's not until after May where you really know for sure who's going to be on the team. And then you got to utilize 3 months to get them up to speed as fast as you can to make sure that, come game one, you're ready to go.
Right here. You mentioned in the spring and again today that you want to stretch the field vertically, have a little bit more vertical passing game. Why are you confident you'll be able to do that better this year, and why is it important?
Well, I think in general, we believe in trying to score as many points as we can, creating big plays, utilizing the passing game to be effective doing that with great quarterback play and efficient receivers and tight ends and running backs out of the backfield and making an exciting brand of football. I think that's one of our goals as well, is to play an exciting brand of football that people want to watch, people want to play in, that can score points, that can score quickly. Now, at the same time, you know, defenses are improved. Defenses change every year. They adjust, they adapt, and you've got to sometimes take what they give you. So to be able to run the ball effectively and throw the ball effectively, you got to be able to do both. And there's going to come a point in time where you're going to have to do one because the team's going to take away the other. So we've got to get really good at both. But if you can create big plays, you know, just like, for example, we create a lot of big plays in the Boston College game, you know, then you can do some great things. Now, our team's going to allow you to do that. They may not sometimes. So you've got to be able to adjust, have some things underneath and some things in the screen game to make sure you're figuring out ways to score points. But, you know, the quicker the drives are for touchdowns, the higher chance you have of scoring and winning, in my opinion. So we've got to be able to, you know, back people off, stretch the field vertically, create room to do things like running the ball and throwing it underneath.
Jeff, what are the changes that are kind of forced upon you as a coach in terms of, you know, transfer portal windows and that kind of thing? What is something in college football that a change you would like to see made that, I don't know if it'd make it easier necessarily, but just something that would help you guys?
Well, I think that you know, the landscape is changing every year. As coaches, you'd like to know who your roster is and what it's going to be. The sooner, the better. While we want players to have the freedom to come and go when they want, the sooner and better we know, the better off we're going to be. So that's always important. I think, you know, if there's a way to create a uniform way to control NIL and things like that, I think you know, that can possibly help as well, because, you know, there's teams that are going to do what they have to acquire talent. And then there's teams that are going to try to do things as ethically and morally as they can as well, to make sure you build the team the right way. So there's just a perfect balance. And right now there's, you know, a lot of different ways to get that done. So you just want to, you know, do your best to adapt and adjust to what's going on, but also put together the best team you can in order to win now.
Jeff, you talked behind Tyler. You talked about a lot of the other backup quarterbacks, so to speak, and I'm sure nothing's completely set in stone, but do you have a clear-cut number two right now at that position?
I wouldn't say clear-cut. Right now, Pierce Clarkson would be the next guy in. Harrison Bailey and Brady Allen would be right there, and there will always be competition for that. There will always be competition for the starting spot. You know, right now, Tyler Shuck has proved that, you know, he's a really good quarterback with experience, and we like what we've seen, and the other guys are right behind him. But we'll always have competition there. Sometimes you kind of gauge and see what are certain strengths of each player. And if you need to develop a certain package for every game to have that ready to go, we're not scared to do that. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have those packages ready this year for different quarterbacks. And then unfortunately, if someone goes down like your starter, the next guy has to be ready to go in there and win the game for you. Continue to improve those guys. They all get quite a few reps. It's important. But, you know, it's important to be ready when you go in there. And sometimes if you're going in there too soon, it can affect your confidence moving forward. But at the same time, you know, now is the time for them to be ready to go. And at any point they can go in, and they need to be ready. But I think they've all improved and they've done a really good job. They study hard, they work hard, and that room needs to be ready to play. Like I said, you know, we need to be able to utilize all of those quarterbacks at any point.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
A ton to break down. We appreciate Coach Jeff Brohm. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick commercial break, reset the show, 939 The Ville.
Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Hey, everybody. Steve Rummage here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. Listen, guys, get over there. If you're just not feeling yourself, something just ain't right. You're in the gym. You're not seeing the gains that you used to see. You're out on a jog. Look, or just in everyday life, man. You're just getting up, go to the fridge, walk outside, take the trash out, and you're like, man, something is not right with me. Listen, call my friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. Listen, you go in, 30-minute appointment. It's going to be really quick. Jump on TriStateMen'sHealth.com. Take a low-T quiz. 10 questions, yes or no. Very simple. I don't like multiple choice, or multiple choice. So give me a yes or a no. You do that, it's going to take about 2 minutes. If any of that fits you, it might be worth going in, getting checked out. Listen, it's $99 for the appointment. But here's the thing. If you sign up for testosterone on that day, they're going to waive that entire $99. So that appointment's going to be free. And you can go in and get, listen, it's all confidential. There's no pressure to buy anything. And they do not have a blanket package. They will do everything for you to meet where you are in your life. So anything you've heard, anything like that, they've got something that will work for you. So guys, go check it out. TriStateMen'sHealth.com. They got locations here in Louisville, up in Ohio, Northern Kentucky, everywhere you want to go, and go check it out. TriState Men's Health. Tell them you heard about them right here on 93.9 The Ville.
Ever gonna leave? You know what he was most excited about? I was telling Steve this weekend. The thing that he's enjoyed the most is the look of freedom of the county folk on 4th of July, 5th of July, 6th of July. All he was talking about, yeah, they out here really enjoying their freedom out here. You know, it's like he's like. He didn't like when people go to one area and do the firework, you know, thing on 4th.
He wants everyone to be doing.
Yes, he wants everyone to have individual firework shows all over city. And I think he's lightly dropping hints about wanting to move up here.
I was just about to say, I was like, is he going to put down some roots up in, I don't want to say the 502 because I don't want to say where you live in, but yeah.
I think we got to find him a seasoned woman.
Listen, I've wondered the last few times he's come up, I'm like, I wonder if he's going to stay. No, I can see that.
Is he, like, what hints is he dropping?
He talking about how much he loves the place and how his blood pressure goes down and how he's talking about the food from Kroger is better up here and
mm-hmm. like, Kroger does bang. Yeah, they got some good stuff.
But it's just too much.
Now he's currently where? Atlanta?
Yeah, our outskirts, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just keeps on talking about it. I'm just like, okay, Dad, what you trying to say?
Yeah. We'll welcome him up here with open arms.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be good.
I've never been to Magic City, but I don't like Atlanta.
We got to get him. We got to keep him occupied. Like I said,
coming from Atlanta to here, like I can understand why he. Atlanta gives me agita, dude. Yeah, driving everywhere. It's crazy.
Yeah. So that's why he only drives at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, between 12 and 4.
Yeah. Okay. Here's Clarkson's number two. We got that.
That's all you got from that, Steve?
Yeah.
That whole thing. All you wanted was Pierce Clarkson and I'm going to do something crappy right now. You can go if you need something. I'm going to do something really crappy right now.
Okay.
I'm going to do the first official.
Okay.
Who are they? On our team. It's about that time for us to start doing that, right?
It's getting there. Yeah,
but I'm just going to cheat and steal it today.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, if everybody's familiar with the segment, this is where Steve and I like to introduce you, sometimes reintroduce mm-hmm. you, to individual players. Mm-hmm. Steve, What if I told you that a guy that appeared in 21 games, mm-hmm. four seasons in the Big Ten,
okay,
career sacks, a pair of career sacks in 2023, 8 tackles, strip sack,
okay,
saw action in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl win over Miami.
Oh.
Added 3 stops at number 2 Michigan. Recorded 2 tackles for loss and strip sack in the opening against Northwestern. All academic Big Ten. 5 tackles, 2 sacks, and 2 pass breakups.
I'm liking it.
Oh. We got a situation. I go back there. There's no sandwiches, no nuggets for your boy.
What?
So, I feel like I'm going to have to crack an intern's head or something like that. Because, I mean, there's a pecking order here.
The intern, the one
the executive
rule
producer
that everybody knows. Dina, the everybody knows is the talent eats first. And you're hosting today, so you are the talent today.
I am the talent. So somebody's not getting college credit.
You can have some of this. I ate a couple of them.
No, that's okay. I actually brought lunch. Ooh, today.
did James eat already?
Well, he's the Ooh. MVP. I like to think that James and I are on equal ground.
These interns are getting out of line around
here. There's only one intern here.
No, there's two.
The girl? Do you think she did it?
She might have.
That girl ain't 80 pounds. She ain't eating no Chick-fil-A.
I don't know. She's an athlete, bro.
I know. Yeah, I was going to say.
She's a golfer, yeah.
Yeah, young calorie eaters. Yeah, you never mind. Yeah.
Now, thankfully, Janet made me some chicken and quinoa. So
I was going to say, my guy in the office, I don't think he ate any.
Who?
I don't think my guy in the office ate any.
Really? Aiden?
Yeah.
Well, then.
Oh, no, he might tear him up quick.
Well, we do have a packed house today. Like, everybody's here.
It is
like
pretty
the,
cool.
Like, the salespeople are all here. Amazing. We got the interns. We got Tanner. We got Lightsey and Lieberman who are going to be in with me.
Look, Nate gets back, and all of a sudden, everybody decides it's really important.
Sorry.
You listen, for as long as you've been on radio, you have never been able to sit your food to. And what are you doing with that anyway? I want you to confess right now. Don't worry, Nick. Listen, we're gonna be able to readdress Coach Brahm's interview. You're gonna hear it 20 other times. Not forget.
We're gonna replay.
What are you doing with
today.
That?
What
that right there?
The diet soda.
The diet soda that you swore off. On July 3rd.
Oh, and it's McDonald's. You beautiful man, you.
You got that for him, didn't you?
No, but I would have because you know,
tried it. You tried to get him to start drinking sodas, you won.
You know what I drank this morning? The McDonald's Diet Coke.
What are you doing with that?
It was left over from last night.
What are you doing with that, Steve?
Well,
loving life.
Yeah, because you're all liars. People who are anti-soda. You know what I've been drinking for the last week, Nick?
What's that?
Sweet teas. McDonald's sweet teas. The other day I had 3 of them. Do you know what that is?
Basically sugar.
It's about 700 calories and 140 grams of sugar.
I was going to say, how'd you not go into diabetic
shock? Somebody's
going
to be like, it says better diet sodas. You know, I drink sweet teas for 1 week. And diet sodas taste like diet sodas again to me. Like, I'm having to train myself again to drink a diet soda.
It's the best.
And you don't feel any disappointment? You don't feel like you let yourself down?
No. And you know what I saw? I follow a couple, like, macro people. And, like, there's this one girl. She's, like, super macro in shape. You know what she's drinking? A diet soda. So I'm like.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm like, forget y'all. I enjoy a couple things in this life. God, my family, and the Louisville Cardinals, and diet soda. And not in that order. So
not necessarily in that order.
Is it me, or like, do you prefer diet soda to regular soda? I mean,
that's kind of cheating, though, because when you're used to diet soda, regular soda tastes
funny.
Terrible.
Yeah, like, okay. Yeah. It doesn't like
but it's vice versa.
Like, Mexican soda taste still is the goat. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, the actual cane sugar. But, like, a regular Coke is good.
Oh yeah.
But a Diet Coke, it's my go-to. I prefer it.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Like, but I will say that,
especially McDonald's Diet Coke, there's nothing better.
I will say that though, on top of but
somebody mad that,
yeah, somebody's mad that Nick just blew the show up. Yeah. Yeah, they're heated at you.
Go back to your point.
I was in the middle.
Back to football, sorry.
Earned all Big Ten academic honors. Saw action and win against Indiana. Made a college debut against number 11 Ohio State. Recorded a tackle. Listen, reclassified and enrolled in 2020. Lined up in high school as a defensive end, a running back, and a tight end.
Michael Bush.
Scored 16 touchdowns as a senior. Earned league's defensive MVP.
Best player on the team.
Also named MVP and won school's senior male athlete of the year. And a member of the varsity basketball squad. And claimed MVP.
This is the best player on the team.
6'4".
Okay.
Nearly 300 pounds. Renee Conga.
He said his name in the press conference, and I was like, I literally looked at Marcus and was like, who the hell is Renee Conga?
Okay, I'm glad you guys said that, because I had two different feeds going. One of them had, you know, the closed captioning, and it was a little ahead of the other feed, so right. I was listening, for, and I was like, okay, I know that guy, I think I know that guy, the hell is that? Like, I had the exact same.
Where'd he come from?
Rutgers. By way of Ontario, okay. Ottawa. Ontario.
I remember him now. Mm. Okay, I do remember getting him now.
Okay.
I do remember getting him now. Okay, I didn't know the name.
Right.
But I do remember getting him now.
It was like,
we got him over Kentucky.
Like, what is the top save?
Oh, that was from a minute ago. They were laughing. Oh, that was our Brom. I heard, don't distract. Jarrito makes me go poop. Okay.
What is that?
I think that's the Mexican soda, Doritos.
Oh yeah.
Doritos. I don't know.
It's a staple at like any taco truck or anything like that. It's like usually it's in like orange and like lemon.
Mike James had a NIL deal with him last year. He got like free Doritos or whatever they're called.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. But yeah, I do remember getting him now, the Rutgers guy.
Yep, okay. Renee.
That's the thing that sucks is, and I've heard Diener say this too, like the Dieners of the world mm-hmm. are winning the world over now at the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. What I mean by the Dieners of the world is the guys that I like to be able to scoff at, like, you don't even know his name. You know, like, it's Case and Pryor.
Right.
Like, more than likely now on the street, I'd be like, the South Florida guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, the big guy.
Yeah.
Like, now, that's what you know people as. Mm-hmm. The James Madison guy. You're like, yep. Oh, yeah, Edwards. Okay. Like, so, as soon as you said the Rutgers guy, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember getting him.
Yeah.
But when he said Renee Conga, I'm like, who is that? Like, I know the roster, you know, and I'm like, I don't even know who that is.
Or you're used to knowing a roster.
I almost need to hear previous school guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, okay, yeah, that, like, you're like, oh, the, shut up. That's the only woman I yell at like that. Siri, I treat Siri, if Siri wanted to take me to domestic court, she could.
Verbal abuse.
Yeah, because I talk so much. Like, I'll be like, hey, I'm looking for this. She'll say something. And I'm like, hey, you idiot. I said this.
and wonder why Xavier be acting up on
it. I know.
Bro, this is the stupidest thing I do. But.
Well, this.
No. I have a feeling
I could argue this.
I'm so scared of the robot impending takeover that I, like, always say please and thank you.
You are the most conservative Democrat I've ever met in my life, dude. Why don't you just switch parties?
I'm telling you, man, I'm scared of the robot.
Speaking of switching parties.
So Siri always gets a yes, ma'am, thank you, you know, everything like that.
She's killing me.
Please don't kill my friend, Steve.
Speaking of switching parties, Steve, okay. Imagine the irony of sneaking this one by our society.
Listen.
Did you see that awesome drone exhibition of the American Eagle flag
with the fire?
Yes.
Yes. It was the best thing ever.
Until they
I didn't see this.
Until they say, now attack.
I can't.
Well, that was one thing I was not pleased with my boy Obama.
I can't believe how comfortable y'all are with.
I did too, until he predator drone somebody, and I was like,
drones.
I like you, but I was like, yo, bro.
Coordinated drones in your sky.
Yeah, poop and fire.
That is the scariest thing that you like. I couldn't come up with a more sinister method to just, hey, everybody, look at these nice drones just doing that.
I disagree. That's how they'll kill me.
So they go,
yeah. That's how they'll get me. Because I saw that and was just like, ah! American girl.
Yeah, I saw it and I'm just like, I'm like, those are coordinated, perfectly coordinated, in sync drones. One drone per cell phone. Go get everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, we're done.
What are you going to do? Your cell phone just takes off one day.
Oh, dude. We had a moment over the weekend about, you know, the cell phones listening.
Yeah.
You know, Jeanette's mom is talking about getting a purple mattress.
Uh-huh.
And she stopped by the purple mattress store.
Sure.
During, you know, her latest trip to the mall. And she was telling us about it. She's like, man, I'm telling you, it reminds me of my waterbed back in the day. I got to get me one of these. Sure enough, 2 seconds later, she opens her phone and the first ad is a purple mattress.
I see. That's
and ridiculous. That is, I mean.
That's ridiculous.
That's.
But it does. It does. There's no way around
and,
it.
But like, but I'm saying it's getting even more aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like she opened an app and then, yeah, and then. And, you know, they trickled it in. No, it was just like, oh, heard you talk about purple? Yeah.
You used to have to be on the phone with somebody and talking about it or something.
Right.
Or you had to Google search and then start getting
involved. Oh, yeah.
No, it was like she opened the phone.
You can be
and there was a purple
app. You could be in your house talking about something and then it shows up. Yeah. You're like, okay.
No, but it really is scary. I mean, like, I saw a video over the weekend or something of, I think it was Ukraine, Russia type thing.
Mm.
But, like, there's, like, this guy running, and there's this, and you can see him, like, talking to something, and it's a drone. And, like, it don't even got to get to you. It's just got to get near you. And this drone just goes, boom, and explodes. And, like, when the smoke clears, there's nothing there.
Oh, you just vaporize the
dude. Yeah, and you're like, gosh, dude. Like, that's horrifying, terrifying. Man. I mean, I'm not making light of that. That's terrible. I mean, it's war, you know.
Right.
But it was like, what in the world, dude? Like, it's awful. But Amazon's about to start delivering your packages that way, so.
So for every.
So as long as Amazon can deliver your.
Oh yeah,
your Twinkies.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, like I did see a funny one. This they had like one of those dogs, like little dog.
Yeah.
Thing.
Oh
did
god.
Did you see him pushing it? And somebody was like, they used a bad word, but it was funny. They were like, man, they're just picking on that little.
And it was just like, no, I was looking at
pushing back and forth.
I was looking at videos of those dogs' weak spots. Because they do have weak spots. And sand.
Mm-hmm.
They say get sand because it'll mess up those dogs' ability to you know,
track you and stuff.
No, the robot dog, they can't move because they rely on
traction.
I mean, you know,
their joints.
Area,
yeah,
clog them up real bad. So
good to know.
I'm gonna get sandbags.
So sand, shotgun killer, shells, and
keep the killer drone
fish.
Dogs off.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Well, I can tell you where they won't use drones. It's very simple. My friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. No drones whatsoever. You just go in there. Now, even though they do have high-tech stuff, all right, there will be no drones. But go in there, check them out. You're not feeling yourself. Listen, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Simple task. If you're just getting up to take the trash out, that's actually what happened to me. I was outside doing some yard work, and I was like, I'm dying. Why? Like, why do I feel like I just want to sit down? Like, I've never been that guy. Like, I was laying mulch. And I was like, I just want to sit down. said, okay.
Said you want to lay wood.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, that's what I was doing. Right? I said, let me call Mark Blankenbaker. Look, they've helped Mark Blankenbaker, James Strebel. They've helped Mark Lieberman, Coach Lieberman, myself. I said, jumped on tristatementshealth.com. I took that little low T quiz. It was 10 questions, yes or no answers. It took me about a minute and a half. Okay. It was like, okay, this could be an issue that I'm having because I'm having a lot of these symptoms. And that's why that low T quiz helps, because there may be some things you're not thinking of that you're like, oh, I didn't even realize that could be a symptom. I was like, okay, that's what it is. A lot of times I think, man, we think about low T, it's just immediately, it's like, oh, it's erectile dysfunction or something. Well, it's not always that. You know, I mean, it's sometimes just being tired. It's just not feeling good. It's, you just want your quality of life back. And after you get 30 years old, you lose 2 to 3% of that testosterone. It's a slow decline. Or if you're like me, you hit 34, 35, and then you just settled in. You just settled in. You started eating. You started doing everything. And it was like, okay, not only have I lost some testosterone, I put on 50-some pounds on top of everything. So listen, I went in there, 30-minute appointment. I was in and out. And here's the beautiful thing. Nick wants to have kids one day, okay? That could be a goal of his. They put him on something completely different than they put me on. I told him I was fine being sterile. And they're like, okay. Well, but they warned me. They said, hey, if you're ever interested in this. So point being, they have something for everybody.
Tailor.
Yeah, they'll tailor it to you. So get in there. Tri-State Men's Health. Tell them you heard about them right here on 939 DeVille.
That's going to do it. I'm sure Nikki will revisit. What you got on deck for?
Are you hosting,
Nikki?
Yeah, we got Leibs and my man Jeff Lightsey Jr. And we're going to do, you know, a little menage a montage. We'll look at everything that happened over the weekend.
Okay.
Talk a little bit about Jeff Brohm and his press conference. Okay. Obviously, give our thoughts on Operation Revival and the videos we saw from U of L basketball over the weekend. And, you know, probably share some 4th of July stories as well.
Also, Holy Cross basketball got better this weekend. I don't know if he can. I don't know if Coach Lieberman can indulge.
Don't start snitching already,
indulge.
Steve. Golly. As a matter of fact, let's get him out of here.
But we got better.
8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. YouTube channel normally made for DeVille. Middays with Marcus Raven, 939 DeVille. We'll be right back.